What are those?
That's all I know, Greeno. I don't know a name for them.
Okay. What is the type of vegetable that people put in gumbo soup?
Okra.
Okay. And if you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and...
rot.
Yeah, and what happens to the skin? It kind of...
It kind of dries. Apple, it'll happen.
Sort of, it's like wrinkling up, but another word for that.
It gets soft, and it rots.
Okay. When you want to get beans out of the pods by hand, you'd say you have to...
shell.
Okay, and what different kinds of beans do you have here?
We have string beans, butter beans.
Can you describe each of these two?
Well, the butter beans and the green shell, you open it up, shell it, and you do string beans, you... the string.
Mm-hmm.
You just put the string off. And peas with going with the beans. They shell them just like you do the butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
All the beans is... it's fixed alike.
Okay.
But the string bean, you get the string off.
Uh-huh. What about green beans? What does that mean to you?
That's the same bean.
Yes.
The green bean.
As what?
It's the same bean as the string bean.
Okay.
Green
and
beans.
What about a snap bean?
Well, a snap bean is similar to that. You string it too, but it's a smaller little bean.
Okay. What about lima beans?
Lima bean... lima is a butter bean.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. But you have two kinds of butter beans. You have a white one, and you have a speckled one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Two kinds of butter beans.
Okay. You take the tops of turnips, and you cook them and make a mess of...
mm-hmm.
What's that called? A mess of?
Turnip green.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What other greens do you use besides turnip tops?
Turnips, mustard, rutabagas.
Okay.
And collards.
And?
Collards.
Okay. What's the green stuff that you put in salads?
Oh, celery.
Or?
Celery or onion or bell pepper.
Yeah, and what's the... you have a bunch of... it's leafy. Looks...
oh, I said celery. You mean parsley and thyme?
How about lettuce?
Lettuce?
Yeah, you might... and how do you buy lettuce? You buy...
by the head.
Okay. See, if somebody had 7 boys and 7 girls, you might say he had a
gang of children.
A what?
A gang of children.
Gang of children? Did you ever use the word passel?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Castle of cheer. Mm-hmm.
What exactly does that mean to you?
It just means a lot of children.
Not any specific number then, but just...
no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the outside of an ear of corn?
The shuck.
Okay. And what is the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
It's just green corn on the cob. Eat on the cob, the same corn you eat anywhere else, but it tastes different.
Okay, are there different types of corn?
No. See, some you just sit on the cob, some you shell it up and fry it.
Okay. What do you call the top of the corn stalk? The very, very top?
That's the tassel.
Okay. And what's the stringy stuff on corn that you have to pull off before you can eat it?
Silks.
Okay. And what is the large round fruit that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And this is a small yellow vegetable that's crook-necked.
Oh. Crucial, they call it. Some call it a crucial. And they call
a what?
It a...